Okay, yeah.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Once again, we're broadcasting here live from Birmingham, Alabama. This is the 17th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2018. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby. Our co-host, Minister Kevin Pierce. Minister Milton Dudley is with us as well. And it is our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dance.
Praise God. God
amen.
Bless.
Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, praise
amen.
God.
Good to see you guys this afternoon.
God good to be good. Here. Good, good to be seen. Here.
Yeah, praise God. Thank God. We have so much to thank God for. If we just can't, if we begin, we've probably take this whole program probably today and just, you know, just rehearsal.
And many more.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, brother. Let's before we get started though, let's have prayer. Let's ask Tony, it's rarely that I call on you.
Well, here we go. Be
to ask ready. God's blessing upon the broadcast. Can you do double duty today?
I'm always willing to thank God anytime, Pastor.
Let's ask God's blessing upon the broadcast. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Oh, Father God, we thank you today.
Yes, Lord.
For allowing us to come once again, Lord, in your presence to talk over your word, to discuss your truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Thank
Lord,
you,
we
Lord.
Ask that you use these highways and byways and these internet connections and whatever mm-hmm. way you choose,
yes,
Lord, to reach people, Father.
Yes,
by
yes,
the
Lord.
Words that you speak through us.
Yes, mm-hmm. Lord.
Lord, let us not say anything that's not pleasing in your sight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
yes,
deal
Lord.
With, as the title says, the truth, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We know the truth is a man, and that man is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So we ask that you prepare hearts, Lord, to receive this truth as you work through us to speak it, and we'll be so mindful to give you all the praise,
mm-hmm.
all the glory and mm-hmm. honor, and it's in Jesus',
Jesus name.
Pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Truly, amen. Truly, truth is a person, isn't it?
It is.
Amen. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth.
The truth. That's right.
And it is our relationship with the truth mm-hmm. that enable us to speak the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Praise mm-hmm. God. But we embarking again upon this very important subject, God in government. We got a government today that we just don't believe is in line and sync with the word of God, and we need to know how to deal with that government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's the right way, and that's the wrong way.
Absolutely.
But we have to understand God's hand and God's part in the government, the forming of the government, or however you want to call it, because we can be found fighting against God if we don't handle
amen.
Ourselves
amen.
Properly, you know, as far as governmental affairs are concerned, right?
That's right.
That
that right.
sound
that's
like
right.
you're saying it's ordained of God.
Well, right? yes, 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 it is. It is. And but we still have to ask the question to what extent, you know?
Yeah.
And because we can misinterpret even that, the
amen.
Fact that it's ordained of God.
Amen.
But that's what Scripture says. Give me Romans 13, Kevin. That's going to be a pivotal Scripture as we deal with this, you know, all the way through this study here, God in government. Look at that for us, 13, and read all the way through 7 there, please, sir.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers,
mm-hmm.
for there is no power
mm.
but of God.
Mm.
The powers that be ordained of God.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
Mm.
For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power?
Oh, yes.
Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same.
Mm-hmm.
For he is the minister of God.
Yes.
To thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid.
Be afraid.
For he beareth not the sword in vain.
Wow.
For he is the
mm-hmm.
minister of
wow.
God,
mm-hmm.
a revenger
mm.
to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
Mm.
Wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also
conscience.
For conscience sake.
Oh boy, that's a good one there.
For this cause pay ye tribute also.
Yes.
For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing.
Very thing.
Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due.
Yes.
Custom to whom custom.
Mm-hmm.
Fear to whom fear.
Yes.
Honor to whom honor.
Amen. Praise God. No power. The powers that be, it says in that 13, in that first verse. It says, for we to be subject to the higher power, there is no power but that which is ordained of God. Is that what it says here?
Right.
And brother, that's a heavy statement there when we look at the powers that be today. And we see that it says here they've been ordained of God. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, to what extent is this, you know, and we know that there's a line there somewhere,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Amen. There's a line there, and we need to know when to resist and when not to resist, and when to take other measures to counteract a rogue government, because I think a lot of things that we have done in the past, as far as protesting and all that, a lot of that we've taken it to in the wrong direction.
Upon ourselves, right.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. But we know our churches many years ago have been involved in many protests against government for whatever reason, and some justifiable, some not justifiable. That's amen?
Right. Amen.
But we're here to learn the truth. We want to learn the truth so that we can be sound in our actions and not, you know, taking it upon ourselves. Because as Paul says here in that fifth verse there, not just obey and be subject to them and respect the powers because of wrath, because of what they can do to us, but we got a conscience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And our conscience, yes. God deals with that conscience. Yes.
Right. That's how he deal with us.
Hey, that's how God deals with his children. It's a spiritual thing.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. As God deal with us today, and but he deals with the civil government in another fashion. They're two different things, but all under God's authority. Is that right?
Well, amen. Pastor, I think today, and especially what we see in society today, all that's going on and on the news, if people had a better grasp of this scripture that we just read,
of
13 and 4, where it said, for he is the minister of God.
For what?
For thee for good. To thee for good.
Okay, good.
But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid.
Okay.
For he beareth not the sword in vain. In other words, God not only make the rules, he put people in place to enforce the rules.
Good. That's right. That's
to
right.
enforce the rules. And those people are due respect.
Amen.
Or due respect. So law enforcement all the way down to the mall security.
Good, Tony.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
We must respect them. And that's not saying that none of them are evil or any of them do any wrong.
Okay, right.
But we must start by respecting the authority, the position, first of all.
Position.
Other than the man.
Well, Kevin talked about that position last week, the God-ordained positions. And, you know, I think we're going to see as we go along that that is really the primary thing that God really put in place, a format.
Right, okay. Right.
More so than the individual.
Well, it wasn't the man.
That's right.
That's what we'll find out as we go deep into it. Okay, so good or bad, don't make no difference. God, people are in positions, and some of them are good, some of them are bad, but yet and still, God's word don't change. They have a duty toward God. And toward God's people, we have a duty toward them, right?
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
you can't get away from that, amen? Mm-hmm. And, but there's a difference between the Old Testament theocratic government and the New Testament, which we are under civil government today,
right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture very plain in that area, the Old Covenant, New Covenant, they're two different things altogether.
Yeah.
God dealt one way under the Old Covenant.
That's right.
As far as government's concerned.
Right, right.
And he deals a different way under the new covenant.
That's right.
Are we in agreement with that?
Right. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, Tony, grab Hebrews 8 there, and let's just open up with that too now. Theocratic government versus civil government.
Okay.
Two different governments here.
All right, Hebrews 8 starting at 7.
Okay.
For of that first covenant had been faultless,
if it had been, yes,
then should no place have been sought for the second.
Okay,
makes
right,
sense.
Right, yeah. Right.
For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord,
yes,
when I will make a new covenant
with
the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Okay.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt.
Right.
Because they continued not in my covenant.
My covenant, right.
And I regarded them not, said the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord.
Yes, after those
days. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm.
And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying,
Know the Lord. Right, right.
For all shall know me.
Mm-hmm.
From the least to the greatest. Man, that's good right
there.
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And their sins and their iniquity will I remember no more. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In that, he said, a new covenant he has made the first old.
Mm-hmm.
Now that which decayeth and waxes old is ready to vanish away.
It's gone.
Mm. It's gone. Wow. It's gone. God's way of dealing. God's government. No, yeah, sure. New government. It's a new government, and to us, it's spiritual, because he keep that conscious thing. That,
it keeps showing up.
Look at that verse 10 again there, 8 and 10. Is that what it says?
Yes, sir.
It said, "But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I put my law in their mind, write it in their heart."
That's that conscious.
And that's the way God deals with us, and, you know, more or less, even though dealing with the civil government, we deal it's not so much a spiritual thing, but dealing with our obedience or disobedience toward them becomes a spiritual thing.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Am I right about that, Kevin?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. Even though they have a physical presence,
physical presence.
Can go rogue.
Okay.
Or we as God's people can usurp that or kind of brush them off. But even God himself will still deal with us.
Amen.
Spiritually through the conscience and heart.
Right. Amen. Amen.
And because, you know, you still, you know, in order to be effective witnesses for God, we're going to have to show some restraint in the face of unsaved people, show some obedience and discipline, even when we being abused or misused.
That's right.
We can be a witness for the Lord.
Absolutely.
I guess it's paramount to, you know, turn the other cheek, I guess, in a way. You know,
it is, Pastor. And we see today we fight for a lot of things that has nothing to do with the government going against the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
it is
for our personal gain, something that we want as a society or as a people, something we want personally.
Mm-hmm.
We want the government to do for us, which is not their role. But at the same time, what we just read there in the Hebrews is that we have a duty, and God has taken away that we didn't know excuse with by writing the law on our heart.
Right. No longer the theocratic system ruled the nation of Israel with. We are a peculiar nation, though.
Absolutely.
We are God's kingdom and God's nation, you know.
Amen.
But he deals with us differently than he dealt with Israel.
Individually.
Yes, Lord. Ain't no if and but about that. But there's a difference between the law of Moses and the law of Christ. How many of y'all read that?
Amen.
What Hebrews 7:12, what it said there?
It said, for the priesthood being changed.
They changed the priesthood.
There's made of necessary a change also of the law.
Okay, so the law, he's talking about the law of Moses or during the priesthood era, right?
Yeah.
It's changed, right?
It was a necessity that had to change, per the word.
Amen. Amen. God's government has change, brothers,
amen.
And we have to recognize that. And a lot of people wants to take the Old Testament and use it, you know, extensively in areas where it shouldn't even be used.
Either that or just throw it all the way out.
Completely throw it out. And all Jesus did was upgrade it.
Amen.
He dealt with the conscience, more or less, you know, that which you can't see. You know, if a man commit adultery in his heart, he went from the physical to the spiritual.
Yeah. You get angry.
Amen. So it's on a higher level, a higher plane altogether. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What about 1 Corinthians 9:21? Kevin, grab that for me, please.
To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God.
Nobody.
but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law.
Amen. Hmm. Under law to Christ. Is that what we're at?
That's right.
And our behavior, being under the law to Christ, understanding what that really means, is going to help us in our missionary efforts, too, to reach other people.
Okay.
You know, how we really act under the law to Christ.
Yeah.
You know, rather than being under the law, under a civil law, like Moses' law, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Jesus called this new system. He got a new name for this new system here, brother. He called it new wine and new cloth, y'all. I like the way
it's something about that new, you know.
It's new. It is new, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Matthew 9? Grab hold of that.
9 and 14.
Yeah, uh-huh. All the way through 17.
Okay. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying,
yes,
why do we and the Pharisees fast often?
Okay.
But thy disciples fast not.
That was a good question.
Okay. Nothing wrong with the question, okay, but you got a good answer too now.
Look at that answer though.
Okay. And Jesus said unto them,
what's that? What did he say?
Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them?
Oh boy.
Mm.
But the days will come.
Has come.
Look what he said. Y'all look at that. The days will come.
Okay.
A bunch of them.
Okay.
When the bridegroom should be taken from them, and then shall they fast.
Well, stop right there now, Tony. Okay. It sounds like he said there's going to be some trouble.
That's right.
While I'm with you, I'm going to handle business.
Yeah. Right. No faster than that.
I'm going to take care. I'm going to take care of the rogue government. I'm going to take care of all of them. I mean, when they try to trap me, I'm gonna make them look silly.
Yeah. Right.
But now, when I'm gone, though, you guys going to have to do some praying.
And some fasting
so that y'all can do the right thing under pressure.
Right.
Under the pressure. And we're under pressure today as a believer. Right?
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Go ahead on, Kevin. Tony, 16.
Okay, 16 said, no man putteth a piece of new cloth into an old garment.
Okay.
For that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment.
Mm-hmm.
And the rent is made worse.
Well, let me explain that now. Can you explain that then?
Yeah, that
you don't put new clothes
on an old garment.
On an old shirt.
Okay. Why is that?
Because when you put the new material on the old material that's torn, it makes that hole look even worse. It makes
the new material is a stronger material. And
okay.
It's actually worse for the old material than it would be with having nothing.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, read on the next one then.
Okay. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles. Else the bottles break and the wine runneth out and the bottles perish.
Okay.
But they put new wine into new bottles.
New bottles.
And both are preserved.
The wine skin. They had a wine skin back there. Y'all remember the wine skin back there?
Oh, Helmahide.
Right. So you can't put new on old, huh? In other words, this is a new government.
They don't mix. You can't just take a little bit of both of them and make one.
And that's what we got to learn to distinguish the difference between the old and the new, brothers.
Amen.
And that's what a lot of people get tripped up today because they really just don't understand.
Understand.
That there is that's a difference in the way God governs today based from the way he governed on yesterday. How many of y'all understand that?
You know, and thinking about that too, Pastor, it's like I think Tony mentioned it or one of them.
What's
about
that?
People really not having an understanding of God's word and its civil law.
Right.
I mean,
right.
they're reading, you know, I can read, but you're not getting an understanding of what the word really say.
Right, right.
And for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be submissive to this civil law, the civil government.
Right. Okay, right. Okay.
But like I said, if they're not going right, then like the disciples said, I'd rather obey God than man.
So Christ put it as plain as I've ever or will ever hear it put when he asked for the coin. And he asked whose inscription was on that coin.
Okay. That's right.
When he said, well, render to Caesar's what's Caesar's, but to God's what's God.
But when we deal with that scripture though, Tony and Kevin, all you guys, we got to take into account the atmosphere at that time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It was hotbed.
It's a hotbed atmosphere. I mean, Christian was under persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Jews were being shipped out
of
town.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? They were on the slow boat to China. And we got to take all this into account when we run to Caesar that which belonged to Caesar.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay.
But now, two scriptures that I find that are misunderstood, you know, all down through the years, is Romans 13:1. You know, that power powers that be are what? Ordained of God.
Ordained of God.
In Daniel 4, brothers. Daniel 4. Look at Daniel 4 there. I'll grab hold of that.
4:32.
Milton, you got that one?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they shall drive thee from me.
Mm-hmm.
And thy dwelling shall be from with men. The beasts, from
mm-hmm.
men.
Mm-hmm.
And thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field.
Okay.
They shall make thee to eat grass as ox.
Mm.
And 7 times shall pass over thee.
Okay.
Until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men.
Mm-hmm.
And giveth it to whosoever he will.
Okay. Mm. So the Romans 13:1 and the Daniel 4.
They sound alike,
but if you've got to look at them real close. And we're going to examine them as we go along. Mm-hmm. It's a different in the context here, brothers. Go ahead, Kevin. You want to say something about it?
Yeah, I was just going to say words to from God to Nebuchadnezzar.
All right.
Checking Nebuchadnezzar's attitude, really, about how he thought he was God mm-hmm. and how he thought he was over
mm-hmm.
the kingdom, when really God was saying, I'm the one who put people in government, and I do what I choose to with my kingdom.
Amen. And it wasn't so much, we have to keep this in mind, too. It wasn't so much Nebuchadnezzar that the spotlight was on when God used them to chastise his people. It was the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Nation mm-hmm. against nation. Israel was a nation.
Right.
Right? God brought another nation
to chastise
against them. Yes. You know, it wasn't an individual thing.
Okay. Right.
You know, so that's going to be a little puzzle for us, but we're going to work with it the best way we can. Amen? It wasn't a specific leader of specific party in Corinthians 13, the powers that be ordained of God, right?
Right.
Civil government, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now, are we talking about a specific leader or party?
No, we're talking about the system.
Oh,
right
no.
We're talking about the whole shebang.
Okay. Well, some say, God gave us a Democratic Party. And God, the Republican Party is the party of God.
No.
All that kind of stuff.
I'm sorry. And I mentioned this like to got my head chopped off at the barbershop. But I said, and I still ain't found nothing wrong with it.
What's that?
God wasn't no Democrat.
Okay.
That's all I said. So I did say no Republicans.
Right.
Yeah, we don't pick sides.
So you say God is not endorsing a specific party.
That's right.
Person.
No.
He don't work like that.
That's right.
He wants you to honor the system, which is called government, civil government. He wants you to honor that according to his word.
According to his word, because they are under obedience to a God's word also.
That's right.
Amen.
It's only when you know.
Right.
That
right.
what they're demanding is against the word of God.
Well, when you do that, you start developing gods.
Okay.
You start developing the Nebuchadnezzars and you start developing the Nimrods when you make it
a party and raise
the individuals of the party. Yeah.
But people are saying that, God put verbatim Trump in office. And that's not scripture. It's not scripture that God singling him out as an individual to put him in office. Not Clinton.
Right.
Not Obama.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is that right? If we're going to endorse them, that God point.
That's making them special.
Then what their actions do we have to endorse? Do we have to take their
Amen.
Actions?
And attribute that to God.
You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
Amen.
If we're going to say God deals with individuals instead of dealing with a function that he gives, a position that he gives for the government to stand, to follow, as well as us.
That's right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. If he's dealing with the individuals, if he appoint me, then how are you going to separate my action from
God?
That's right. You can't.
Is that something to think about?
Yes. That's
true.
Yes, yes. That's the truth.
And that's why we're saying that God don't do individual parties.
That's right.
And stuff like that. God gives a format.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
For
Amen.
Us to follow, right?
That's good.
Amen. And, see,
and they're part of it.
Because if he nominated Ms. Clinton and Obama and he put them boys in the bathroom with our young girls,
that's saying he
condoned
that.
Do we attribute that to God?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's something to think about.
Absolutely.
Amen.
No, it sounds a lot like truth, Pastor.
What'd you say, Milton?
No, I was just going to say, it don't make no difference whether it's a Democrat or Republican.
Okay, all right. All right.
Are they standing for God's word and doing God's will?
Okay.
It don't matter if they're Democrat, Republican, independent, or whoever it is.
That's okay.
Right.
Because God is in control. He's the one has ordained
this
person or that person or this individual, whatever.
Okay, well, from the beginning, God made Adam, but he gave Adam a format.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
yeah.
right.
To
right.
follow.
An order.
Right. This is what you can and cannot
this is
do.
What you
this
cannot
is
do.
My yeah. government right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
You understand what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And, because we know the outcome of that.
Man
you
been
know?
Dropping the ball ever since.
Ever since. So mm-hmm. now, God made him, yes, but now God didn't make him break the rules.
No, not at all.
And God gave a format to the civil government as well as to us today.
That's right. That's good, Pastor, because that clears it up. So just as he did in the garden.
Okay, mm-hmm. right.
He
right.
sets a format today, even format. Under the new government that we're talking about.
Right, right.
It's still format. The format. And in God and his sovereignty, we know he's over all and nothing surprises him,
mm-hmm.
and he set out a successful way for it to be ran.
Okay. Okay.
Now, if man, mm-hmm. just like in the beginning, drops the ball
mm-hmm.
on that, just like you just asked, can we blame God?
Can we blame God? That's what that's
a
what
a lot of people do, but it's unjust.
Well, I've dealt with some people in the past about things like this, questions like this here.
That's a good one, too.
If God appointed Stalin and Hitler and Pol Pot and Amin, whatever his name
right.
was, the black
no.
black kid.
If he
did,
Amin,
if
he
did,
how Amin. Can he judge him, Pastor?
If he personally, I'm
yeah.
talking about personally, appointed them, then how can their actions killing Christians? They killed a lot of Christians, didn't they?
That's right.
So yeah. how can you separate if God personally put his stamp on him?
That's a good question. And you see how it got us.
Yeah, so, we are. Yeah,
is that something to think about?
That's something to think about.
Huh? Yeah. But we said that God don't deal with the individual. It ain't the individual.
But the point Pastor's making is really Christians have said that.
High-profile
evangelists. No, I'm talking about folks, high-profile people in the evangelical community
mm-hmm.
has said that God has assigned Trump to be our president.
Oh, yeah. They
okay,
say that
okay,
all the time.
Okay, but let's go a little further. So if God, if it was so that God appoints in civil government the individual leader, ordain mm-hmm. them, put the step on the individual leader, okay, the government in the home is a part of the government too, right?
That's a type
of government.
We talk about
government
that,
home, God's
about
government
earlier.
In the home, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Okay, well, did God tell you to marry that particular person?
No.
Huh? Did he ordain? Is he responsible?
I got you, Pastor. I hear exactly what you're saying. And this is a good question.
Y'all understand what I'm saying?
And this is a good question.
If he do an individual thing in the home too,
mm-hmm.
that means he called me and then he tell me who to marry. You know, I mean, all and I said, oops, slippers.
Yeah, right.
Is that God? Do I blame God for that?
If it slipped, it wasn't God.
You can't blame God for nothing.
I mean, y'all understand. I'm trying to make
Amen.
A point.
Yeah. Amen.
I may not be doing it real clear, you know.
I got what you're saying.
The government and the church got government to go by, right?
Absolutely.
Amen.
The government call that rogue preacher to that church?
That
preacher that milking them folks, right?
Yeah.
And going with every woman in the neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah.
Did God individually do that government too?
No, not at all.
And don't leave out the
not
one.
No, because that's something. Oh, go sorry, bro.
Don't,
go ahead.
Don't leave out the one that said black folks stay out of white churches now.
Don't
leave that one out either.
That's a whole radio.
That's another program. That's another topic.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
That's another topic.
Trying to tie it in. That's how we as evangelicals, the church, tie in that social and government thing and get it mixed up.
Right. We cannot rule God. See, we don't believe in God got a separate government. God governs the church. God governs
Amen.
Civil government.
Right.
God governs.
All right. That's it.
You understand
that's
what I'm saying? And even, you know, people say things like, well, you know, y'all church shouldn't be involved in government.
Yeah.
Why not?
In politics.
We got to be involved. Can you separate?
There's no way.
But from God's perspective. Now, the preacher wasn't looking at it from God's perspective.
Okay.
He was looking at it from a social type of political angle instead of from God's word.
He brought
up slavery and what the white folks did and all that. Those are social issues.
That's right.
That has nothing to do with the Bible and the Christian worldview.
No, not at all. But
let me share this with y'all right quick. This, we see all this. I knew all this for a purpose. This is how I got caught in the rain that they cutting grass.
Okay.
you know, I have a neighbor, older white gentleman across the street from us.
Yeah, we've seen him.
And he watches everything. And this, I've never met a person as full of hate as this man. For everything.
Really?
For everything. He's just a hate-filled. He seems to be miserable. But there's this African family that lives directly across the street from me. And he hate these people. He hate them. He will tell you he hate them.
Oh, really?
He told me today. He bit, and this is why I wasn't gonna cut no grass today, but my plan was to cut their grass while I was at it, you know. But he called in the city council complaining, said they won't cut their grass, and it's nothing, it's a personal vendetta, is what it is.
Okay.
And the statement he made, he said, Tony, they are the very reason that a lot of white people today don't like black people.
Validate his
I
hatred.
Stopped him right there. I said, no, Don. I said, no. And respectfully teaching, you are more of that problem than they are, because we never even see or hear from these people.
Okay.
But he's retired. He sit out there and watch everything.
Every time I go over there,
if they go 2 weeks after the expiration date without getting their tag, he telling the whole neighborhood they riding around. No, he's just that type of hateful man. So I thought about it, and I said, Lord, you're the first place I go. I said, Lord, touch this man hard, because he saw. And he told me, well, show him the love of Christ. The guy went over and told him his lawnmower was broken. He couldn't cut his grass. He said, well, you show him the love of Christ. You go cut his grass.
Cut the grass for him. Yeah. Right.
And that's what I was doing when my belt jumped off my lawnmower today. So, but that's what I'm saying. We use all types of excuses to kind of justify how we feel, just like this. The fact, whatever the police is doing or the authority is doing, does not negate what God has told us to do as far as respecting them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. No if and but about that. And even our resistance has to be done in such a way.
Absolutely.
That coincides with the word of
Absolutely.
God. Absolutely. You know? So now, the government that God has ordained, now the function and purpose of government, brother, is for the home, the church, and the world. Same thing. Same function, right?
That's right.
Is that right? There is no difference. The function and the purpose is what God has ordained. The function, not the person, not the individual.
That's right.
Are we together on that?
That's right. Amen.
The format has been laid for the church, for the home.
And it's perfect.
And the format
ain't nothing wrong with it.
Because he told me, being a part of God's church family, and many of us have been going to church all our life, he told me, don't be unequally yoked together.
Okay.
Now, I broke that.
Okay.
I broke that, and a lot of us broke that now.
Amen.
See, he laid the function out there, and the reason why is out there, but we the one have gone straight to that, you know.
That's right.
What he's supposed to do, you know, knock that person in the head so you couldn't marry him or whatever, you know, they couldn't marry you.
Me and my brother, Master Pierce, talk about that on, and because, like, as y'all know, we close to the same age and come up in the same generation.
Right.
Now, we did things in a totally different manner, but neither one of them were in obedience with what God, with the way God said do it. And our results came out basically the same.
Right. But even people that call themselves Christians today will not follow the format.
Amen.
The government God have laid out for Christian people.
Amen.
For those who are part of the church, member of God's church.
That's right.
He done laid a format out how we are to react into all kinds of situations.
That's right.
But especially marriage and stuff like that. And training and children.
Every situation.
Oh yeah.
Every situation.
But as we find out, as we go along, we've allowed the government to take control of all these kind of situations and without any resistance whatsoever.
Amen.
And that is not what God, you know, you didn't have to burn down the Capitol building, but we should have said something, you know. We don't have no kind of protest whatsoever to what's going on. Is that right?
Won't even stand, because we've let them in too far, Pastor, with these grants and 501c3s and all. We've let them into a position where they were never supposed to be.
Right. I look at the Acts 5. Who got that? Who next coming up on? Read.
Acts 5.
I got it.
Read it, Mel.
And now I say unto you, refrain from these men.
Okay.
And let them alone.
Okay.
For if this counsel of this work be of men, it will come to naught.
It won't work no how.
But if it be of God,
watch out now.
You cannot overthrow it.
Mm-hmm.
Least happily be found even to fight against God.
Did he, I mean, leave him alone now? That's He's God's man. God put him in. If you believe God put him in there, don't fight him now.
Okay.
If you fight him and resist him, then you're resisting God.
That's right.
Amen. If you fight Obama in his policies to put men in our bathroom with our girl, if God put him there, then he carried out God's mandate. If that's the case, then don't try to don't fight that. Turns out God anointed.
That's right. Do his prophet no harm.
Amen. You see how foolish that sound though, right? Amen. That don't even sound
right. But Pastor, right here where he said in that 38, for if this council or this work be of men,
of men,
it'll come to naught. That's a pretty good test, ain't it?
Yeah, that's a pretty
good test right there.
Well, not of the word of God. Not of what the guideline is the word of God for all of us, right?
That's
right.
Amen. That's right.
So that's what we measuring everything up against what
the
God,
word of God.
God has said. That's not what we think or anything like that, you know.
But then too, like I said, when Tony read 38, now you had to drop back down to 39 too. But he said, but if it be of God.
Okay.
Well, see, now God's people.
And my point in that scripture is this here, that if it is true that God ordained men regardless of how bad they are, then how can you separate the actions, though?
You can't, but Pastor, think about
this. If
it's truly God ordained men and you knowing the character of God.
Okay.
You, if their actions is not of God, that's going to stand out. That's then they saying. Can't right. be true
if
to they,
if their actions don't line up okay. with the word of God.
All right.
Okay.
All right. That's what I want y'all to say. Right. You know, if their actions run contrary to the word of God,
then you got to call it what it is.
It's not God.
You got to call it what it is.
And then, too, looking at God's people.
Okay.
You know, like he did in the Old Testament. When his people didn't follow his word and his way, he took his hand of protection from them. And the wrath came down that we was talking about.
Amen.
And the enemies overthrowed them.
Well, look at Isaiah 10 then, Kevin, indeed. I think it's Kevin time.
Kevin,
Yeah. See, some say God directly appoint these civic leaders, right? But now, he don't call to approve the action, though. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's what people say. Yeah, God put that man in there, but no, God ain't had nothing to do with that part. Though. God ain't had to do that part.
So it sounds like you God to me, if you know.
Come on, that's good. Read that, Kev. Read Isaiah 10, please, sir. 5 there, please.
Oh, Assyrian.
What God called him?
The rod of mine anger.
Wow.
And the staff in thy hand is mine indignation.
Mm-hmm.
I will send him against an hypocritical nation.
His own folk. Okay.
Yeah.
And against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge to take the spoil and to take the prey and to tread them down like the mire of the streets.
Wow. Talking about his people now.
Yeah.
God. But you know when we were saying this, Pastor? When we began this, you made it a point to make it clear that it was two different goals. And he deal with us individually now.
A nation against a nation.
Yeah.
Assyria.
A
nation against his nation.
Yeah.
Right. But we ended up the situation in that.
That's right. Amen. A new covenant.
You got to get the Holy Ghost a chance to work my conscience now, you know?
Right.
I mean, before you hit the 2x4.
Yeah.
Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is
heavy
here, though, y'all.
That's right.
Yeah. This is heavy.
That's right.
See, God, spiritual and physical is two different things altogether. And because even after all this coming against these people, they never learned no lesson. You know, they still were just a hard hearted as they was.
Back and forth, right? Back and forth.
Even though they were spawned, robbed, and beat down and misplaced and everything.
Still wasn't obeyed.
Amen. So now the function and purpose of government today. What is it, brother? According to 13. Romans 13 again. Look at that again. Find 3 again, Kevin. And I mean, yeah, Kevin. I think it's 13, 3, and 4.
13, 3, and 4.
Yeah, what
it
is it?
Except for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil.
Okay.
Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good.
Okay.
And thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God.
What is he supposed to do?
To thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil,
be afraid.
For he bears not the sword in vain.
So what is the purpose right there, brother? What is the purpose, Kevin? What is the purpose of government? He's not a terror to what?
To good works.
So yeah. he's really to protect the people, right?
That's right. God's ministry.
And honor those that do good.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. That, I mean, is this his job, the government job, to make laws concerning my house, in my bed, in my family?
No.
That was never intentional.
Well, Pastor, if God say man that don't work shouldn't eat, is it the government job to feed the slothful man simply because he won't work? Well, is that not going against the word of God?
Well, sure it is. It's not the purpose of government.
But they are ordained by God. We said they are ordained. There you go. You just said
it. Function. Yeah, it is ordained with certain functions and certain purposes. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. To provide the safety of citizens, brother. Is that right?
Amen.
Right. So that we'll have a peaceful atmosphere. That's what he's talking about. Punishing the evildoers.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Not supporting the evildoers.
That's right.
Because we know today the crooks have more power than the
rights.
That's right. Some folks ain't got air conditioning home, and they got air conditioning in the prison.
That's right.
They kind of off key here a little bit. Y'all think so?
No, so.
But it's to provide safety for the citizens, the good people. People that do good should be protected
mm-hmm.
by the government.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. And that means good police, y'all, And you got to pay your taxes, Tony.
That's right.
I know y'all don't want to pay no taxes now. I know that. Y'all been giving the man all kind of trouble about taxes. But now somebody got to pay.
They ask the Lord the same thing then.
You think the police going to work for free? Do y'all think the police work for free to protect us out here? Mm. I know we're in an atmosphere today where people hate police now.
Right.
Huh? Everybody talk bad about the police. But Tony, do you want to live without the police?
Not at all, Pastor.
No.
I usually tell when I run across the police in a store or somewhere, I show tell him, boy. Yeah, hey, I appreciate you guys.
I do that.
The first time they take my 10-speed, I'm going to call them. The first time they take my bike, I'm going to call them. So I appreciate the police. I need them.
Amen. Right.
Now, when you mention taxes, now this come up in my spirit.
Okay, what's that now? But that's now, in Romans in 13, 8, like this. Go ahead.
Now, some people may say, well, yeah, I pay my taxes. Mm-hmm. I ain't paying my taxes no more because they're taking my tax money and putting it in and giving it over there to Planned Parenthood.
That ain't your business.
That's a good point, though. That's a good point. But, that ain't your concern.
Yeah,
though.
But see, you already know what that's about, bro. Now, what they do with it, if they get it, they going to have to answer for
that. Okay. Yeah.
Them also the same ones that say about tithes, what the pastor doing with the tithes.
Yeah, that's the same one.
Same one.
And they got them somebody else business now.
Right.
Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Our job is to pay our tax so we can have these services.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are certain services we're going to have to
have.
That's
right. Have to have.
I mean, somebody got to pick the garbage up, man.
Now check it out.
That's right.
In the scenario he just said.
What's that?
The concern is not going to be what they do with Planned Parenthood. The concern is going to be why you ain't paid your taxes. Come see me.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, there you go.
Right.
It ain't going to be in the end. Well, the reason why. No, you need to come see this man over here at this courthouse.
That's right.
So, in other words, it goes back to what Tony said earlier.
What's that?
Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
Yeah.
And unto God what is
God's. And then you out of it after that.
That's right. Okay. And then stay in your lane.
That's right. That cleared up.
And Caesar needs to stay in his lane.
That's right. Well, but see, God will keep him in his lane.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
Because I promise you, it will be.
But since it ain't a theocracy.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we hate to see them open the liquor stores on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
it ain't a theocracy, though, is it?
No,
it's not. In a theocracy, okay. They could have done that. That could have never happened.
Never.
That's right.
But now, in a civil government, is not directly
governed by God. It's governed by the
boy, you shocked.
God's people.
It's governed by unperfect people.
At the same time, though, if the civil government was working like God intended, and his people stood it when they tried to open these liquor stores, on Sunday,
right? If the people of God would voice their opposition,
known and heard,
what the people word of God says,
that's right.
But how quiet. That's why we got what we got today. You know, like I say, we passed by the new places there in Sunday morning. Man, they
golf, fool.
They knocking balls all over the place. And we can remember the time when Nothing was open. Milk.
Nothing was moving.
Nothing.
On a Sunday
nothing.
Morning.
Nothing was moving.
That's right.
Nothing was moving. And nothing but the house of God. Nothing was open. Now, they gradually, frog in the water type situation, eased all this in.
Everything.
You know, and even one of our city council brethren whose dad is a minister, he pushed for the open container down in the new business district down there.
Yeah. Where you can walk around with your beverage.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, I ain't heard no opposition to it, my brother.
Right.
We sit back and, you know, I think the least God expects us to do is to voice our opinion about the situation, which the church has not done. Is that right?
Well, God wants to use us as witnesses, Pastor, as witnesses even against evil.
That's a good
test. Against evil, yeah.
Right. To remind them.
Yeah.
Remind them exactly what God says. And they are under the jurisdiction of God's word. You know?
Amen.
And which they don't think because they say, separation of church and state.
Don't
let church matters get
mixed up. That's what they say.
Yeah, but we know
you can't separate them.
Amen. So now, the function of the civil government is to what? Provide safety for the citizens, right?
That's right.
Peaceful atmosphere. Huh?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A peaceful atmosphere. But God wants us to be living in peace if we can, right? Mm-hmm. And a place where we can work and provide for our family and help our neighbors. It ain't your government job to help the neighbors.
That's right.
It's the our job.
That's right.
It's the individual job.
That's right.
It ain't the welfare. It ain't the government starting a welfare program was never God's.
Shouldn't have ever been.
Because that's out of their jurisdiction. They're out of their lane, Milt.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
But nobody said anything because, hey, easy money.
If he's doing it, I ain't got to worry about it.
The church folk grinning. And to punish the evildoers, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Punish evildoers, not slap them on the wrist.
Punish.
Not put them in an air-conditioned cell for 30 years for killing 20 people.
Punish.
That wasn't under God's rule there, brother. Go ahead, Kevin.
I just think about that punishing.
Yeah, punishment. They said punish evildoers.
Yeah, because God's word says when you shed blood, blood is shed.
Right.
So that's God's word.
Right, right.
And I believe.
Right, right. So go ahead. So God has, we know only God can take life, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he has given orders.
To his minister.
To execute.
Yeah.
Execute.
To be his long hand of the law.
There you go.
And once a man is sure enough, surely found guilty, I mean, you know he guilty red-handed.
Mm-hmm.
If you take him out there in the courtyard and handle it right then.
Downtown.
I promise you crime reduction will go down.
Yeah, I believe
that. I promise you the crime rate will go down.
Kevin,
if you caught Tyrone in the middle of the act.
Where you going?
Kevin, you stretching this wrath thing to, you know, be subject for wrath's sake. Kevin, wrath means don't give him a donut tomorrow.
Tap him on the head.
You're right.
Take away that honey bun.
Make it no lunch for you today.
Take your color TV away.
No lunch for you today.
That's fear. You're going to feel that's some real wrath you fear in there. And then he's going to take the donut from you or whatever.
Well, you said the frog in the pot, Pastor. Now with the guy in the penitentiary. They protest. There's a lot of penitentiaries that do not serve pork because it's against what Allah tells the Muslim he can do.
Well, y'all got me going. The state's job, the civil government job, is not to institute or show favor to any religion.
Okay.
If my religion is different from yours, then that shouldn't be no problem as long as you ain't threatening to cut my head off.
I just want to give you an example of what this is here, though.
What's that now?
About immediately giving wrath that it would reduce crime. And we've talked about that.
We have talked
about
that.
Some people have been caught red-handed doing things, especially murder.
Sure.
And if he is, he should be dealt with right then. And I'm quite sure someone will think of that before they do it.
Okay.
And an example of that is the gun laws. The gun laws.
Okay.
Who does it affect? It don't affect Pretty Ricky and Frankie Knuckles. They don't care about a law.
That's
it affects us who's trying to abide.
The good people government will put in place to protect.
Yes. Right. Do you see what I'm saying?
Not only won't they protect you, they don't want you to protect yourself.
That's a prime example of what I'm saying is wrong.
Well, y'all,
do you think Frank and Knuckles care about a gun law?
Bugsy, no, Bonnie he don't. Clyde, none of them.
It hurts me and Tony, who's trying to protect ourselves in the right manner.
Mm-hmm. But who aren't we as believers somewhat responsible for allowing this rogue government
to do what they're doing?
So much power.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And doing it again today. Well, let's look at the scripture before we close that, brother. Look at Timothy, 1 Timothy 2:1-2 there, brothers. Who time is it? Milk?
Let's go back because we missed 1 Peter 2:13-14.
Okay, Milk, let me read it. Don't let them in no scripture.
It says, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake.
For the Lord's sake.
Whether it be to the king or supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers.
Yeah. I'm glad you missed that.
And for the praise of them that do well.
Yeah, see? That's what they do.
That's the whole thing in a nutshell. That's the whole thing in a nutshell, right?
That's what we were just saying.
I kept looking at that, and I said, we can't get back.
That's what we were just saying.
We can't get back. That's what we've been talking about for the last 5 minutes. Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Well, look at 1 Timothy 2 there. Kevin, go ahead. Let's read those last scripture we got here.
I exhort, therefore, that
first of all, what?
Supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority.
Police is too.
That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
He keep talking about that peaceful life, that we might live a peaceful society. But how can we do it when there's so much evil unless that evil is not restrained?
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
There's got to be authorities
to restrain. And
our part is to pray for them.
That's right.
Not to belittle them, but to pray for them. It's a tough job, brother. Don't y'all believe the police got a tough job?
Really do.
Yes, they do.
They got a tough job out there on the street, my brother. But our job is to pray for them that we might be able to live a peaceful life. And
you know what I just noticed, though?
What you just noticed?
God in the things that he instituted and ordained, just like the civil government, what we're talking about here, and the church, he gave us a warning on how to treat our pastors in the church, that we won't be grievous unto the pastor.
Okay.
That we won't make his duties no harder than they have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the civil authorities. He wants us to pray for them, give
civil authorities for the homes or
the same thing.
Church government.
Where he appointed heads.
He called
for the people to treat them in a certain manner.
Sure.
Amen.
Every institution.
That's right. And that was a good example on that, you know, preaching about care that with my money. Give me our First Timothy 5:8 quickly.
5:8. All right. It said, but if any provide not for his own.
Okay, right.
And especially for those of his own house, he is denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
So civil authorities are supposed to maintain an atmosphere where we can work and take care of our families.
That's right. Provide for our own.
Provide for our own. Not take the responsibility from me.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
So you can control my household.
There you go.
Is that where we at now?
Pay the call to be the boss. And spread the wealth around. Pay the call to be the boss.
That's right. They're supposed to maintain an atmosphere where we can work and take care of our families. And that we've gone away from that altogether. What about 1 Thessalonians 4?
And that ye study to be quiet.
Peaceful.
And to do your own business.
Okay.
And to work with your own hands
as
we commanded you.
Okay.
That ye may walk honestly towards them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing.
That's a good testimony there.
Well, that's the atmosphere that God wants us to try to maintain here on this troubled earth.
Mm-hmm.
But we need those people in authority to realize that they have an obligation to look to the Lord also. It ain't just Christian people. See, that's the point we got to make right there. Because a lot of civil rulers, like you say, today the big thing is don't bring church matters into this government. But how can you separate
them? Well, you can. You can call them what you want them.
God instituted what? The civil government as well as church government.
And right. family government. That's right.
The same God.
That's right.
Amen. And it all taught peacefulness and loving your neighbor and helping your neighbor. But like I say, this government has gone south, brother.
Amen.
But we want to know how to deal with it. And we're going to continue on because I come up in an era where they used the church for a whole lot of protesting. They had meetings every night in the church. Trying to figure out how they were going to, do this.
The civil rights era.
Yeah, and I believe they took it too far on many occasions.
But well, they're still in there, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're still in the church, using the church for the same things.
Yeah. Make not my house.
Oh, a house of merchandise.
Is a house of what?
Prayer.
Is that what God said?
Prayer.
It's a place for prayer and not for plotting your protest movements and stuff like that. But we're going to deal with it. We're going to dive deep into it as we go along. Kevin, let's sum it up. We're going to stop right now. And lest we get too deep in this here. Let's stop right now and give us a word. Give the people a word that they might can take with them as they listen to this broadcast.
We're just scratching the surface. But we want you to see that civil government is a system. It's the function and not the individuals that God has ordained.
Okay.
And we need to realize that there was an old way that God governed, but now there's a new way.
Mm.
But even if you buck that system, period, he still deals with you directly through your heart and your conscience.
Amen.
So
amen.
I just want people to understand that even if you're just an anarchist and against any type of government, God still governs you through your conscience and your heart.
Amen. Tony?
Well, that's well said, brother. And we truly, our intention is to tell the people what the word of God says.
Yes. Okay.
And so it's not about, like Mr. Pierce said, your opinion or my opinion or about any one man.
No.
Learn the system.
Okay.
That's right.
Learn who put the system in place.
Right.
And
right.
how it's supposed to run.
Amen.
Then do your part. Stay in your lane with seeing that system running accordingly.
Amen. Praise God. Mill?
You know, I always say study to show thyself approved.
Okay.
You know, the government, the governors, they're all governed by God.
Okay.
You know, I thought about the little bus stop lady, when she holding her little sign. Little lady holding a sign to stop the buses. I mean, the cars for the kids to come across the street.
Yeah, right.
Crossing guard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's been ordained for that job.
Sure.
We have to respect that. We have to respect authority, leadership, pray for them, like the word of God said.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. And there is no power, no government, but that which has been established by God.
That's God. Right.
Amen. That's what we want everybody to realize. We cannot separate the state, the civil government from God's word.
Amen.
It cannot be done. And I know it's been tried to be established in government today, but it can't work, brothers.
Amen.
And we're here to remind the people that the same God that's over the church, the family, is over the civil government.
That's right.
Amen.
Father, we bless you today. Thank you for your word, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you'll send your word forth and you'll touch the hearts of your people today. Enlighten us, Lord, that we might do that which is good in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.